The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio, and we're back. Yes.
Hey.
Yeah, we're having to retrain. David's in here trying to retrain us after being gone for 3 days or 4 days.
For me, I was more like seven.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show, Carl and Linda Bott. It is the 15th of September, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. David, thanks for holding it all together
yes.
for us.
Right on. Yeah, happy Monday. Welcome back.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Ben, and was Alex here too?
Alex has been around, and he's been doing good.
Good.
Good. Always
we'll,
working in.
We'll
producers.
Be rolling him. We'll be running him into the rotation.
It's
soon.
Nice to see, you know, people come in. They learn the job. They become wonderful employees. They become part of our family, and then you know they move on and get you know elsewhere. And it's been a nice ride. You know, something that we feel like we've not really had to say to anybody who's ever called or don't hire them. And they've gone on to do great things. So it feels good.
They have. And just like our young man there right now in the production staff will be leaving us for the mornings, but we'll still be around evenings and stuff. So what national day is it today, buddy?
Okay. So it's National Cheese Toast. Now, I don't know what the difference between a grilled cheese and a cheese toast would be.
Huh?
Yeah. Well, both of them are insignificant.
Exactly.
Except don't say they, that. Except they, I love grilled
there
cheese.
There really wasn't anything. I mean, national. Yeah, National Neonatal Nurses Day.
Oh, okay. That's a big
that's
one.
That's good. We like that. No, Linda's favorite meal, I think, one of your favorite comfort meals, I guess you could say, is grilled cheese sandwich and tomato soup.
Yes, it's a.
That's it.
It's like a big band-aid. Or a big band-aid.
Big band-aid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, with love around it.
Hey, it's starting to
comfort.
Looks like it's starting to heat up.
Well, it looks like okay. As we look at the forecast here, today would be around 94 overnight, lows of 64. Tomorrow is going to be clear skies with 95. Wednesday calls for 98. There you go with the hot again, but it's not up in the triple digits, folks. 98 on Wednesday, 67 on Wednesday night. Thursday, mostly sunny. It looks like with some clouds coming in, 94 on Thursday. And Friday, it goes down almost 10 degrees to 86. So, now, according to the forecast, Friday night we may have a chance of showers. Friday day, chance of showers up at 11, and Saturday night, chance of showers. So,
okay.
Time to put your plant. I always say this: put your plants outside. This is the time you
can
get them to give them all of your house plants a good drink, and they're not going to fry.
No,
and they can come in and they get that natural. Yeah, I like to do that.
The ozone in the air.
Yesterday we were in Costco. A shout out to
brought to you by
Shasta Gas Propane. Thank you. Locally owned and operated down at Anderson, a veteran owned company where they always give senior and veteran discounts. Shasta Gas Propane. The Kinney family, they're amazing. 365-3793. Yeah, you know, it takes a minute to get back in the seat, the rhythm.
It does.
Because I was in Reno on Thursday and Friday. And Saturday I went to go see my folks. You know, always important to put eyes on the elder family members. My mom's 92, my dad's 94.
That we learned, you know, and we learned that one. Not that people wouldn't know that, but Sharon.
Yeah, it's important.
From
home helpers.
Sharon Clark. Gosh,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
talk about having to relearn. Because she said, you need to go down and see your parent, but you need to look around the house and make sure everything's being taken care of. And with Linda's parents, we're so fortunate in their 90s. Yeah, everything's taken care of. They've slowed down, but they're still taking care of business.
Yeah. So that was really important. And then, of course, boy, let's talk about our journey. I know everybody wants to. Everybody's been wondering where we've been, and we took a fantastic road trip. And when I talk about a road trip, this was, you know, how you think you look at it on the map and you're like, I can do this. We can do this. Well, we did it, but it was excruciating.
1,100 miles round trip. So, I mean, that includes, you know, driving around the town too, but went up to Pendleton, which is like, gosh, almost 500 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And, went up for the Pendleton Roundup. Never been there. Been watched it on TV. I don't know how many times, but it doesn't give you the flavor of Pendleton, Oregon, which is like 26,000 people, which grows into probably 60,000.
Okay,
maybe?
It reminded me when we drove into town, I said, this reminds me of Sturgis. Everywhere you looked, every front yard, every alleyway, every store, almost every store, let's say a mattress store, there were RVs.
Well, you know, if you had a,
or
if,
people
if you
camping.
Had a parking lot in, in Pendleton, Oregon, you had an RV parked in there.
Yeah.
And
you're making money.
You know, in the comparisons to Sturgis, South Dakota, and, the, you know, of course, that's the motorcycle rally. The only, the comparisons would be is people are parking on, you know, driving through town was no problem. And there, but people were taking like, if you had, say, a tire store and you had a big lot for, you know, for customers, there was an RV parked there. And the difference, of course, is that Pendleton, Oregon, the Pendleton Roundup week is G-rated as opposed to being R-rated up in Sturgis. You didn't see, you didn't see nudity.
Family oriented. Very
family
oriented.
Instead of motorcycles, you saw cowboy hats.
Well,
wow, what a place.
Because we're very involved with Reading Rodeo and they do such a great job. Some of the folks from the Reading Rodeo Association, go up there. And so we thought, well, we want to, you know, we want to come up too. So
it was open to everybody.
You know, they all RV up. They take the fifth wheel up there. So we went to go this time. We did bookings.com. Don't use bookings.com.
Never use bookings.com.
I'm going to tell you right now.
It is.
Unless they do a big makeup to us. But at this point, it was such a,
they're based in the Netherlands, first
cluster,
of all.
You know
and trying
what?
To get help from these people was non-existent. And what they did was we showed up at the hotel that
and
we
they
had.
Kept, that, kept saying that, to you that they, you were confirmed.
Yeah. They kept sending me things that were confirmed there. And when we show up at the hotel has no idea who we are. You can't get a hold of bookings.com. It's impossible. I used their website and it kept recycling me right back into the same spot. The two young men that were working there were under total stress. But they found us a room for two nights. And on the third night, we went over to the Handy
Dandy.
At
more cost, of course.
Yeah, oh yeah, the cost of it.
We were, you know, Carl got really big because what had happened is they sold the hotel. We were not informed.
Oh, we were informed of that, but they said there'll be no changes.
Yeah, there'll be no changes, but they were definitely, so we don't know, something cuckoo was going on. And
now, the only good thing was that we had not already paid our money.
Yeah.
And the fact is that another couple driving in from bookings.com had paid their money and had no rooms at the place they were going to. But it wasn't just bookings. It was also that other one, Priceline, sent another group to the same hotel who had no reservations. So here you are driving in, and now you have to find a room during the Pendleton Roundup.
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, it's not easy. We luckily did it on that Tuesday and got the room.
Right.
Otherwise,
right.
You know, on Thursday.
Forget about it.
Yeah. There were no rooms anywhere.
Well, we want to really share with you some of the
bookings.com. You have a chance to make up for this.
And unfortunately,
but for some reason, I just don't think that the people in the Netherlands really care. They already got their dollar from somebody.
Well, we do have to take a break. But when we get back, we're going to talk to you about the wonderful things from Pendleton Roundup.
Well, we also have our community calendar. Yeah, so we've got all day to talk about that.
Okay.
But at 8 o'clock, when the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect come in, we're going to be talking Charlie Kirk and being able to, and freedom of speech, and the reactions that some people have to a death of somebody, a violent death of a person, of a human being, a violent death. And it struck right here in town. And we'll be right back.
Every day, your life is filled with choices, and when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store. We're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right. It's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Black Diamond by J.C. Newman. This exquisite tasting cigar offers 5-year aged tobaccos not found in any other cigar in the world. Made in the Dominican Republic to the highest standards of the Fuente family farms. Mature notes of cedar, spice, and dark chocolate prevail. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
It's that time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, 7:19 in the morning, 9:15 September the 15th. Good morning, and Siskiyou Insurance is bringing us our community calendar with Anne Marie. Good morning, Anne Marie.
Well, good Monday morning,
good morning, everyone.
Can't wait to hear about your community calendar read.
Thank you, ma'am. Well, today, Monday, September 15th, is National Neonatal Day. It's actually National Neonatal Nurses Day. And it's also National Tackle Kids Cancer Day and National Online Learning Day. Wednesday, September 17th is Constitution Day and Citizenship Day, and this week is also Constitution Week. On Thursday, September 18th, we send out special birthday wishes to the United States Air Force, along with special birthday wishes for the Air National Guard on September 18th. This Friday, September 19th, is National POW/MIA Recognition Day. And we do have an event coming up in our community calendar that goes along with that. Very important days to note this week. Well, as we begin, I would like to give a shout out to all the folks at Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding. There's always something happening there. Just a heads up that Turtle Bay Exploration Park is now operating on their fall and winter hours. They are closed Mondays and Tuesdays and are open 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Wednesday through Friday. And on weekends, they are open 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. Turtle Bay Exploration Park is located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Redding. More information can be found online at turtlebay.org. And tickets for the annual Redding Garden of Life are on sale. The dates this year will be November 21st through January 4th. This was so much fun to do last year. I especially liked the interactive and animated displays they had. It was so cool. The Redding Garden of Life featured 2 million lights over 10 acres of botanical gardens. You can see pictures and learn more online at readinggardenoflights.org. You can also purchase your tickets now for this fun and whimsical lighted event. Again, the dates for the Redding Garden of Lights will be November 21st through January 4th. Have you heard about Cycle September? Are you up for a healthy, good challenge? You can take part in the Shasta Bike Month and Challenge through the month of September. From beginner to advanced, ride anywhere, for any distance, on any kind of bike. Earn points for every mile. You can register for the Shasta Bike Month and Challenge and learn more about this program by visiting healthyshasta.org/bikechallenge. Are you looking to adopt a pet? Check out the Haven Humane Society Pet Adoption Fair, Wednesdays through Sundays at PetSmart in Redding. The Pet Adoption Fair runs 11 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. For more information, visit havenhumane.org. PetSmart in Redding is located at 1336 Hilltop Drive. Our local Special Olympics Stroll Patrol Walking Club will be at Mount Shasta Mall in Redding on Thursday, September 18th from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. They will meet at the JCPenney Courtyard. For more information on our local Special Olympics group, please visit Special Olympics Shasta County on Facebook. The 2025 Redding Benefit Race will take place on Saturday, September 20th at the Redding Rodeo Arena. Gates open at 9 a.m. Signups are from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Practice will begin at 1 p.m. and the race starts at 5 p.m. Adults are $15 and children under 6 are $10. This event is being presented by Stillwater Motocross, and all proceeds from the event will stay local. You can sign up for this event and learn more at stillwatermotocross.com. Step back in time this Saturday, September 20th, with the Shasta Historical Society for a heritage walking tour from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. to explore the heart of Redding. The starting point will be at 1449 Market Street in Redding. This guided tour will explore historic buildings and local landmarks while diving into local legends and cultural stories that have been passed down from generations. For more information, visit ShastaHistorical.org. On Saturday, September 20th, bring your dog to the Redding Aquatic Center for the Puppy Palooza event from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. visit readingrecreation.org to register. The cost is $10 per dog or $6 per spectator. Highlights of the event include Reading Police K-9 and Protection Dog demos, vendors, dog-only swim time, a doggy costume contest, and much more. Again, more information can be found on readingrecreation.org. The Reading Aquatic Center is located at 44 Court Hill Drive. Sounds like a pretty fun event. Our veterans and the general public are invited to a POW MIA Remembrance Day event on Saturday, September 20th at 6 p.m. at the Burney Veterans Hall. This event is free and is being hosted jointly by the VFW Post 5689 and Auxiliary and the American Legion Post 441 and Auxiliary. May we never forget our POWs and those still missing in action. And just a quick save the date going forward. The annual Palisadro Honeybee Festival will be next weekend on Saturday, September 27th and Sunday, September 28th. It was fun last year, and we can talk more about it next week in the community calendar, but I wanted to give everyone the save the date for next weekend. The festival is held at the Bishop Quinn Catholic Center at 21893 Old 44 Drive in Palisadro. And that is just a quick sample of events happening this week. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar. Till next time, everyone.
Hey, Anne Marie, thank you. So many events, so little time. And then, I mean, they're starting to just be more and more and more. So when people say, gee, I wonder what I'll do this weekend, well, you can pick like about five different events.
Lots.
You know,
lots.
All of them. Okay. Well, thank you very much. And
have a great week.
You bet. Community Calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services. Right here in Redding, California, and they're located at 857 Mistletoe Lane in here in Redding. You can reach them at 530-224-2345. Full service agency has been serving individuals, families, and businesses in Redding since 1993. All right, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, Victor Gomez and is going to be on, on our show as our guest. And he's going to be talking about tort reform here in California,
okay.
since God knows we need some kind of tort reform in California. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Fall fun is brewing in Redding. Join us for Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay's Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp, happening Saturday, October 11th from 5 to 8 p.m. Enjoy craft beer or root beer, tasty food, live music, live animal encounters, artisan booths, and more at this all-ages, family-friendly event. Children 3 and under get in for free. All proceeds benefit Turtle Bay. Oktoberfest is presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. Saturday, October 11th. Tickets are on sale now at turtlebay.org.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Holiday Harbor. Call 530-238-2383. Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
That Friday feeling is more than just a day of the week. It's the sight of a full plate and the promise of more to come. It's Black Bear Diner's all-you-can-eat Friday fish fry. Get your fill of crispy, hand-breaded pollock fillets with fries, our famous hush puppies, and house-made coleslaw. Starts at 4 p.m. every Friday at Black Bear Diner. Come hungry, bring the family, and enjoy a tradition you can count on.
Black Bear Diner.
And good morning and welcome back to our wonderful Monday edition. How are you? We've got lots to cover here this morning on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, and always streaming live on KCNR1460.com on this 15th of September. As we go into this wonderful segment with Victor, first, we must throw a love circle around our Four Winds Jewelry sponsorship. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, for all of your jewelry needs. We know that we've been with them since the day we started on the radio and before. They did our wedding rings. They have, been our family, jeweler and, have been around in the North State 30 years plus, voted best of the North State 3 years in a row. That's Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Now, shall we go to the phones? And we have a very important caller.
Yeah, Victor Gomez, Executive Director of the California Citizens Against Lawsuit Abuse, is on the line talking about Heat Watch, among other things, and California tort reform. Good morning, Victor.
Good morning. Good to be with you both.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about your organization.
Yeah, so California Citizens Against Lawsuit Abuse, really we're a small organization here in California, but really try to work really hard for small and medium-sized business owners, and we spend most of our time focused on tort reform, focused on trying to cut down these frivolous legal issues that we're dealing with here in California. Many of your listeners have probably heard about ADA lawsuit abuse and the Private Attorney General Act, PAGA, maybe even Prop 65. Those continue to be topics that we continue to fight here in California, or at least try to fight back on finding remedies to try to fix some of these issues that they're dealing with. But here today, we're faced again with this mid-year check of, okay, as an organization, we want to see what California is actually doing to try to fix this issue and really try to push some kind of legal reform, and that's what our Heat Watch is, essentially, is an opportunity for us to do a mid-year check-in. How's the state legislature doing on these issues that are affecting business here in California, and actually all of us here in California, because we all end up paying for it. So, unfortunately, we're not seeing a lot of movement here, and I'm, you know, happy to be on your show to talk about it.
Okay, so what are some of the, I see examples here of bills that would help small businesses kind of protect them from some of these lawsuits, these frivolous lawsuits. And you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, what I guess, you know, I'll start with one that I think many of your listeners have probably heard about, and that is SB 84. So SB 84 was essentially, it's a two-year bill now, so it actually could potentially resurface in December. Unfortunately, likelihood is slim to none, but we're still, you know, we're still going to give it a shot. That bill essentially would have allowed a small business in California, let's say, you know, for myself, I used to own pizza franchises for a long time. That's why I do this work, really passionate about trying to help small businesses make it, hopefully turn a profit, but more importantly, put people to work. What this bill would have done is actually provided ADA relief or legal relief for those being impacted by an ADA lawsuit. So some of your listeners may know, you know, when you're approaching an establishment, you'll have a ramp for accessibility purposes. You may have a parking space for accessibility purposes. Well, guess what? If that ramp is the wrong incline, if a urinal in your restroom inside of your taco shop happens to be an inch too high or an inch too low, you could get sued for that, right? And so in many cases, these small business owners don't even know that this is happening because they moved into the establishment as is and opened up. And now they're being hit with these lawsuits, not even understanding why they're being hit with them. What this bill would have done, essentially, is given you 90 days to fix the problem. So instead of actually getting sued that first day, the lawyer would actually have to send a letter to the small business owner and say, hey, you have 3 months to fix this issue, get on it or you're going to get sued. We think that was fantastic because, number one, it would give the business owner an opportunity to fix the issue. But number two, probably more importantly, it gives that person that needs that accessibility access the relief that they needed. But, of course, these trial attorneys who really are funding the governor, the attorney general, and many in the state legislature are saying, hey, we don't want you to fix the problem, right? We want to continue to sue people because that's how we make our money. We don't make our money on you giving that person accessibility to your business. We make it on the opportunity to sue you, right? And so that's one bill that unfortunately didn't advance this year. But we've had other bills, too, specifically around privacy, like SB 690. We've had transparency and lawsuit funding, AB 743. This one's actually really interesting because there's actually hedge funds out there and, you know, folks that are looking to invest in lawsuits. I mean, who would have thought that? That you could actually invest in a potential lawsuit. So you could literally...
Oh, wait a minute, wait. You see somebody that's going to sue, say, a big business for something. You can invest in that?
Yeah.
In the lawsuit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can. So what these law firms will actually do is they'll solicit funding from investors and say, hey, you guys give us $5 million to run this lawsuit against this major corporation in California. We think we could get you $100 million if you just put in five. And of course, the attorney firm, of course, makes a significant amount of money as well, right? What we're trying to do is say, hey, disclose who's investing in your lawsuit, right? This isn't Las Vegas. We don't even like this practice, to be candid with you. But all we're asking for here is, hey, at least disclose to us who's putting money, who are these hedge funds, who are these individuals putting money behind these lawsuits so you could go after that company. Because as we know, California, it's already hard enough to do business here in California. The last thing we need is more businesses being shoved out of the state.
You know, the lawsuit abuse relief, 690, and it talks about shakedown lawsuits from, I don't know, lawyers or the people that are doing the suing. And can you give some examples of that? It says it sued more than 1,500 California businesses for usual business activities, including website analytics and online advertising.
It's definitely a tough issue when it comes to CCPA, right? Because, you know, honestly, you know, consumer protection really critically is important. But unfortunately, here in this case, this bill specifically actually would have clarified compliance standards and limited opportunistic litigation, ensuring really that businesses that act in good faith are not unfairly penalized. So the goal was to preserve consumer protections while also protecting the employers from unnecessary legal costs, again, that drive up and hinder growth.
Would that be like you put a photo on your website and then you get sued 2 or 3 years later for using that photo because it was, quote, copyrighted, though it wasn't marked copyrighted?
Yeah, it could definitely fall into that category. And what this is doing, and again, it's having this tremendous, the CCPA and many of these, you know, consumer protection bills that had passed over the years have really, I think, advanced with the purpose of creating litigation, less opportunity to actually provide privacy for the consumer, unfortunately. And that's why we're all paying for it. That actually CCPA protection and many, and ADA, I will say as well, PAGA and Prop 65 lawsuits, they're costing all of us money. I don't think a lot of people realize that. You know, here we are having this discussion on tort reform here in California, and there's maybe some folks that are not, you know, not understanding it or maybe just don't really follow it too closely. But guess what? They're still paying for it, right? We all pay for it through all of these lawsuits being filed here in the state. Each of us pay a tort tax every single year. So even though it may not impact you directly, you think, it's definitely impacting the taxes that you pay every single year to the state of California.
And I think it says here that this tort tax that you're talking about, it's $2,400 per person annually. And it almost $10,000 for a family of four.
It is, you know, and we spend most of that money, again, clogging up the courtroom. So it's not even just the money. You're absolutely right. We're approaching about $10,000 per year in this tort tax. And again, this is backed up by financial data, right, that we're given by the state of California. But yeah, every single person in California is paying about $2,500 a year, or again, nearly $10,000 a year in this tort tax to keep the trial system going so that these attorneys make their money, right? These trial attorneys continue to make their money, which is, candidly, it's shocking. I mean, they put so much money, these trial attorneys put in so much money into advertising, into political contributions here in California just over the last 18 months. They spent over $400 million advertising opportunities for you to sue somebody here in California.
Yeah. You know, my biggest takeaway, and we got to run here in a minute, was that people can invest in lawsuits. I can't believe that. Okay.
Yeah, it's like a junior Las Vegas.
Yeah, litigation nightmare.
Yeah. Hey, Victor, tell everybody how they can learn more about this, because your group here is trying to, you know, trying to put some light out there. So how do people see the things you're talking about?
Yeah, much appreciated. And again, thank you both for this opportunity to speak to your listeners.
Sure.
I would encourage folks to visit californiacala.org. It's californiacala.org. You can learn more about our small organization. Again, we are a very small nonprofit. It's really only two of us, myself and Marianne, down south in Southern California, that are really urging, again, lawmakers to pass a variety of types of tort reform here in California. But, I would encourage you to, look for us, find us online, reach out to us. There's a way to reach out to us. If you know of any stories out there that you could share or your listeners could share, please let us know, because we work really hard every single year visiting Sacramento, sharing these stories of how these small businesses have been impacted, and doing everything we can to keep business thriving here in California.
Well, thank you so much for your, for one, trying to do this, and two, for joining us this morning. This thing you're fighting, it's, you're talking about, it's almost like David against Goliath here. but keep punching, Victor. This is Victor Gomez, Executive Director of California Citizens Against Lawsuit Abuse. We all should play a part in that one for sure. Thanks a lot, and thanks for calling in this morning.
absolutely. Thank you very much.
You bet.
All right, we're going to take a break here on KCNR. When we come back now, we're going to really discuss with you Pendleton Roundup in Pendleton, Oregon, and some of the wonderful things. It's one of the largest rodeos.
Well, it's the largest four-day. It's the largest four-day rodeo, but it's things you see that could we incorporate into Reading.
Yeah.
And it, you know, that would make, would bring in even more people to our area during our Reading Rodeo Week.
Well, we had several people say we can't wait for it to hear about it when you guys get back. So we're going to talk about it on the show after these messages.
Shasta College's Harvest Fest returns to Ross Ranch on Saturday, October 18th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Start the evening with a student showcase, then enjoy a delicious dinner of whole roasted pigs and fresh produce grown by our students, plus local beer and wine, live music, dancing, and auctions. Every ticket helps our agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment students gain the hands-on experience they need to succeed. Get your tickets on Eventbrite or call 530-242-7565.
Gold Leaf Nursery, last days of summer. 40% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-inch box trees. Ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, evergreens, redwood trees in many sizes. Palm trees, flowering magnolia trees, crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, full size to dwarf. The best time to plant a shade tree was 20 years ago. Let's get some shade growing in your yard. Gold Leaf Nursery has a huge selection of 24-inch box trees at 40% off. Blueberry plants and a great selection of citrus trees, 15-gallon size. Last days of summer sale, 40% off. Gold Leaf Nursery is located at the south end of Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road. Sales start September 2nd through September 30th. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Gold Leaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
Everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, 7:50 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, and nobody can fix windshields better than Jeff Wurst. Whether it's a chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it and guarantee it for the life of the windshield. And I've seen it happen.
I think I need a few more.
Yeah, we may need to come down and visit Jeff after 1,100 miles on the road there. Hey, get your windshield repaired by a master windshield specialist. If you're not sure, bring your vehicle down, car, truck, SUV, or RV, down to 3208 South Market Street for a free inspection and analysis from Jeff Forrest. He's honest. This is an honest, responsible guy. Give him a call, 530-241-8373, for an appointment today. Okay, so.
Pendleton Roundup.
Pendleton Roundup.
You know, Pendleton, Oregon.
They turned this into rodeo for, you know, that whole, for, gosh, it's at least a week. And they have events every night. They have things. What's there to see in Pendleton? Well, the Pendleton Woolen Mills are there, you know, from the Pendleton Blankets.
So underground tour, which underground, is fascinating.
That the Chinese built back in the 1800s, and it's like a total underground that they built with rooms and tunnels and all types of things. Very, very fascinating.
And to hear about what the Chinese endured at that point, they had to live underground because if they were above ground and they were caught,
they could be shot.
They were killed.
They could be shot.
I mean, oh my God. And, when we think about, what it takes in order to develop a city, you know, all of the people that, you know, they talked about the German brothers, the four butchers that came and were very industrious, but besides learning about the history of some of what brought, you know, made Pendleton, the one thing that I want to share with our listeners is that you have never witnessed, or maybe you have, but what it is to see the Native American tribes from the area in a beautifully presented, beautifully, what do you want to say, embraced, and the pageantry was absolutely gorgeous. One marvelous takeaway was the parade. And we left right after the parade, which would have been probably a couple hours long. Horses, as far as you can see, nothing motorized. Bands on top of horses. The Native Americans.
About 150 entries with not one motor vehicle.
And most, I think there were two marching bands, but the rest were, and of course we had bagpipes, which is fabulous. But I mean, it was just.
They were not on the horses.
No, but it was, it was fabulous. And, during the rodeo, there were a couple things during the rodeo, long rodeo. But they have,
like 4 hours.
Yeah. I thought it was longer than that.
Well, they don't put a time limit on it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, it's got your, I mean, your grand entry. And when the Native Americans come in, and it's, they've got, you can go in a, from one end of it to, you know, all the way around.
The horsemanship for the queens. The queen and her court was just amazing.
When they come in, they've got a rail like 2 feet off the ground that's made of soft pipe, but it's, you know, and as they come in, they jump the rail to get to their positions. Everybody, you know, they all do coming in. And what that does is it kind of delineates the dirt from the grass. And that's the other thing that makes Pendleton special. It's not just an all-dirt arena. You've got a grass, mainly grass arena in there. And the way that they handle their timed events, they come, the steer or calf gets a run and start down a alley. And when they hit the end of that alley, they are at full speed. And then the contestants have to, they're moving right then too.
Think Kentucky Derby. So, you know, we think of Kentucky Derby in the center. In the center field, it's grass.
Yeah.
And so what was really interesting, too, is that many of the cowboys and many of the people that have worked the Pendleton Roundup sit on the grass while the broncs come out, the bulls come out, even though that those are like with the makeshift fence that go there. So that was like, talk about brave. Talk about being right up there in the, you know, mud and the blood and the booze.
Yeah, and one of the bulls came through, broke right through the plastic fence, and freight trained one guy. And
is that what you call it? Okay.
Well, he just ran right over him. Everybody was splitting. It's one of those things that there's a bunch of people around you, and they all move to the right or left, and you're standing in the center. Well, and you can meet the bull, you know, and get an intimate.
Let's talk about, you've seen it live. Now, you've seen it on TV, but you've never witnessed the Indian races.
Oh, and the relay races. I'll put a video on my Facebook page, because when they come in, they're coming in at like 30 miles an hour, slowing the horse down, coming off the horse, and leaping onto another horse.
Bareback.
Bareback, and these horses are they're racing horses. They know what they're there for. They're rearing. They're fired up.
And these guys are running and jumping on these horses and taking off as if you were really at the races. Let's say you imagine you're at, if you've ever really gone to quarter horse races. That's how fast.
Yeah.
It felt that they were going on these horses, bareback.
Yeah.
That's horsemanship.
The
one with
going. There's vendors everywhere. They shut down streets where there's just block after block of vendors of everything you can imagine. There's numerous bands playing all the time. In the evenings, they open up different things. There's something called Happy Canyon Night Show. If you go to Pendleton Roundup, you need to go to the Happy Canyon Night Show. And it's got literally a cast of hundreds. I'm not talking, talking 50 or 60 or 70 or 80 or 100. I'm talking hundreds of people. And it tells the history of the area from the early Native American time to about the 1880s, which is, you know, if they tried to take it all the way through today's time, that would have been a four-hour event, too.
And the settlers.
Horses are in it. There's a buffalo. There's a longhorn cattle. Everything you can imagine. Stagecoaches getting robbed. Indian attacks. It's just
a full orchestra.
A full orchestra going like crazy. And it's all outside. And the show, once that show starts, it goes on. And if there's accidents, like people coming off their horses, which happened a couple of times, you know, guess what? They grab that horse, they get back on, and off they go. So.
And why were we there? We've always wanted to go, but we just want to shout out to the leadership of the Reading Rodeo Association. Because always reaching out to other rodeos to figure out how we here in Reading can grow and improve and add nuances. And so the leadership, many of the people will go to other rodeos, which is also like a brotherhood, you know, kind of like,
yeah.
You support us, we support you, come here, we'll take care of you, we go there. And so we joined in, you know.
Yeah,
and
it was open. It was open to everybody,
right?
In the rodeo association.
Right.
Everybody could have gone. It's 1,100 miles round trip. And let me tell you, when you're coming back through, is it Grants Pass? Was it Grants Pass? We're going, no, where the lakes were. Where was that at, where we spent the night?
Oh, Klamath Falls.
Klamath Falls. There's Klamath Falls Lakes. Let me tell you, when you're driving through there at night, Linda thought it was raining, and it wasn't. It was bugs. It was bugs that literally covered the windshield. We had to stop. I had to
your
scrub.
Grill. Your grill will never be the same.
Probably not. But I had to scrub the windshield because I couldn't see.
We had to pull over. Yeah.
But the event itself, it's kind of like, it's not that far away. And if you ever get a chance to go up and see it, you know, you don't have to be there every night. You can just see one rodeo there and just take in the ambiance, take in the underground tour, go to the Pendleton, Woolen Mills, and go see Happy Canyon. You can do all that in a few days and then, and get that experience. But the things we learn is this whole city turns too into rodeo. And thousands and thousands of people come to this thing. The stores are full. The hotels are full. The restaurants are full. And at night people are, you're going through the city and it's not a large town. It's all downtown. I could picture like Market Street and our downtown mm-hmm. here could just fit into something like that. Where, you know, people are walking down the street, there's bands going, there's vendors out. Yeah, it could be something that we could achieve here. Anyway, hey, we're going to take a break from the news, and the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect are coming in. And one of the things I'm going to be talking about is Charlie Kirk. I called in last week after this tragedy happened. One of the things that I'm going to discuss is people's reaction. What is it with people that don't even know someone that cheer a horrible death? In any way, we're going to be talking about that, and you know, how do we lessen this inability to talk to each other? We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
The Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
This hour from Town Hall, Amrit Chabasam. U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the assassination of Salem Radio Network talk host Charlie Kirk may lead to a more civil tone on Capitol Hill. On the Fox News Channel, the Louisiana Republican says that does not mean that conservatives in Congress surrender their hard-fought principles.
We can have vigorous disputes. Charlie Kirk was an expert at that. He loved debate. But Charlie also advanced another really important idea, and that is that he loved the people on the other side of that table. He was never motivated by hate. He was motivated by truth and love. And that's what we have to do. That's who we are as Americans. That is follows the best of our Judeo-Christian traditions and heritage and our civil society, and we have got to get back to that.
Meanwhile, Vice President J.D. Vance will guest host the Charlie Kirk Show live from the White House today, saying he wants to pay tribute to his murdered friend. The Vice President's special broadcast will begin at 12 noon Eastern Time today on the Salem Radio Network and on the Salem News Channel. President Trump hinting that the U.S. and Chinese officials have reached a deal on TikTok.
Without naming the social media company, the president said a deal was reached regarding a certain company that young people in our country very much wanted to save. He wrote online that he'll be speaking with Chinese President Xi on Friday. Citing national security concerns, Congress approved a U.S. ban on TikTok, thus held its controlling stake. But President Trump has extended the deadline three times. Greg Clugston, Washington.
First it was Poland, now at least one Russian drone has penetrated Romanian airspace. President Trump urging the NATO allies to stand together and to stand up to Vladimir Putin by not buying Russian oil. Watching Wall Street this hour, stocks modestly higher. The Dow is up about 99 points. Townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-583-0141.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Public health officials trying to stop the spread of a deadly disease in Africa before it can go any further. Get details from correspondent Julie Walker.
The World Health Organization starts vaccinations amidst an Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. So far, at least 16 people have died, and another 68 are suspected of having it, according to the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The WHO says only 400 doses of the vaccine have been dispatched, with the rest to be delivered later. The operation faces challenges due to limited access and scarce funds, but 45,000 additional vaccines have been approved. The latest Ebola outbreak is Congo's 16th since 1976. Meanwhile, the latest CDC update on Ebola in the U.S. reports the last case was in 2014. I'm Julie Walker.
News and analysis at townhall.com. The assassination of Charlie Kirk putting candidates on edge, creating a chilling effect among those on the campaign trail,
The nation grapples with a rise in political violence.
Kirk's murder while speaking at an event at a Utah college on Wednesday reverberated across the country, with both parties quickly condemning the violence and expressing their sympathies to the prominent conservative commentator. Less than 24 hours later, the Democratic National Committee's headquarters was targeted with a bomb threat that turned out to be not credible. Yet the incident shook an already rattled country. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer told reporters, quote, I think we've all got to rethink how you do events outdoors. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Qatar's prime minister is denouncing Israel as Arab and Muslim foreign ministers meet, discussing a unified response to Israel's recent attack on Doha. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu has defended the strike, accusing Hamas leaders in Qatar of blocking ceasefire attempts in Gaza. More on these stories at Town Hall.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 15th of September, and it's 8:05 in the morning. News at top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. David's here. Good morning, Davey.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday,
happy
buddy.
Monday.
Yeah, it's good to start off with a happy face like yours in the morning. I made the coffee this morning, and it's called horseshoe coffee. And why is it called horseshoe coffee? You can float a horseshoe on it. That's right. It won't sink. I may have put in just a little bit too much coffee there, but you know what? It wakes me up. Good morning, Linda.
Well, good morning, everybody. I'm so happy to be back. Today is going to be around 94, sunny day, with clear skies, overnight clear of 64. Tomorrow calls for around 95 and sunny and clear skies. Once again, overnight lows of 65. Wednesday, temperatures bumping up a little bit to 98, hot. They're calling that hot. We'll take it. Overnight lows of 67. On Thursday, 94. On Friday, it looks like we may have a chance of showers, mainly before 11 p.m. Partly cloudy overnight skies, though around 65. On Saturday, looking forward to this weekly forecast, mostly sunny, but we do have a chance of showers on Saturday and Saturday night. Sunny with a high near on Sunday near 88. Beautiful forecast ahead of us, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, locally owned and operated for three generations, the Kinney family, bringing you all of your Shasta and gas needs, where they also embrace our seniors and veterans and want to give a special discounts to them as well. That's Shasta Gas Propane. And here we are on this Monday morning, the 15th of September. Where has it gone, Carl?
I don't know. It's, well, we were gone for 4 days last week, and that
we had 1,100 mile.
Yeah, 1,100 miles
trip, and we're
it's going to take. You know, Quick and Clean is going to be so happy when
well,
I bring
and
in
my Heine.
When I bring in my truck today, the white truck that went through a literally a blizzard of insects.
I mean, I love to drive. I really love seeing the countryside, and we had gone into Oregon and parts that we hadn't seen before, and I really do enjoy that. You know, but I will say that after a while, the old hips and I'm just not as, I don't know, what do you want to say?
Limber.
Maybe
limber.
That could be a word. I tried to be limber, but, anyway, so when we got there, it was, we talked about it in the first half, and it really, it's wonderful. I love exploring, and so I think that when you get on the road and you don't know when you turn off, things that you see, and then you go to a new town, and we took a tour of the Pendleton mills, and we learned so much about the Pendleton sheep and the blankets and when it started and how it started and how much the Native American, we bought a blanket, and it was actually designed by Native Americans. So there's a lot of this cross culture, which is really important about where the Pendleton blanket, and you see many of that color in the blankets in the culture. So that was fascinating for us to see. If you ever get a chance to go there, do the mill tour.
Well, at least I have a Pendleton blanket.
Yes. And each one will have a little story about it on there, on the tag when you look.
Our guest is Susan Wilson from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect.
Good morning.
And it's just happened to work out this way. Two, of course, huge tragedies. One was an anniversary of 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
More people killed there than Pearl Harbor, started a 21-year war, changed the world's landscape in the Middle East, yet nothing's changed. And then, of course, the assassination of a 31-year-old man, father, husband, because of people,
son.
Because of son, brother, because he said things people didn't like.
Uh-huh.
And yet his message, and I did not follow Charlie Kirk. I would see him on, I've seen him on reels where he'd be debating people. And it never seemed that he, even with things being said to him, that he never really, he never lost his temper. Uh-huh. And I did not realize that how deep in his faith he was as a Christian. And now more of those are starting to come out where you're seeing the things he said, and it was tied to the Bible and tied to his faith. And the thing that, that this, I hope, if anything good comes from a violent death, that it wakes up people to the idea that words mean something. And the things I've been seeing in print on the internet are just horrible, including something that happened right here in our town, which has led to a teacher being put on leave and the sheriff's department actually going down there and beefing up security in the school to make sure the kids feel safe.
Mm.
And if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's down at Pacheco. And from a teacher that made a comment that was about Kirk's death, that could be considered as entirely wrong. And as the school board put out, I mean, this starts up at SCOI at the very top and all the way down to through their own school boards. So this is not what we as a school advocate or stand for. But this guy is just a small part of hundreds of thousands of people that say these things.
Mm-hmm.
And just like I don't know if they think they're being funny.
I know words have power. Words
mean something.
Yes.
And Charlie Kirk, who started his organization, I think it's Turning Point.
Yes.
Turning Point, and had thousands of these organizations and colleges and schools.
And he started it in high school.
Yeah, throughout the world. It's got this. And Charlie Kirk's being mourned in countries all around the world. I mean, London had a huge, huge turnout.
100,000 people
turned out on this. And the fact is, as his wife said, this is not going to kill this. Uh-huh. This is going to you didn't put out a flame, you ignited a bonfire. And I really think that's happened, but if nothing else, it should give us an example of what happens and how we can dial it down and actually start conversations with each other without thinking the other person is a demon.
And you know that's one of the things I've been on your show talking about many times.
Yeah, because we have discussed
it. It was perfect alignment today.
Yeah, it's just vital that we learn to talk about the things that we don't understand, even the things we don't like, in a civil way.
I agree.
You know, we have to learn who we are, accept who we are, and then learn who you are and accept who you are. Because a lot of people look at me and they say, you go on Carl Bott's show? You know, and I go, of course I do.
Right.
You know.
But why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't I?
And then the other person, well, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you feel that you could approach and have a conversation?
Yeah. Yeah.
You've already made something up in your mind with a block. That's not even
true.
Right, and that's one of the things that people need to do. You were saying earlier, you know, how much do you know about Charlie Kirk? And really, he was not in my sort of, I've heard his name, but he was not in my
wheelhouse,
pathway.
Yeah.
Your wheelhouse, yeah.
Yeah, and that you should kill somebody for being a good Christian, great speaker, interested in exchanging information with people.
At the college level, which is very important.
You know, all these things, it leaves me wordless. It really does, that kind of bad thing happens. And evidently, I don't have a television, as you know, so I don't watch much TV, but I was listening on the radio to one of his best friends who worked on Turning Point with him early in his life, and he said, you know, Charlie and I are still sort of friends, but we don't think the same way as each other. And that was a really just interesting discussion to hear him talk about how do you maintain a friendship over Thanksgiving dinner.
Right.
When you're talking politics.
Well, you think differently, you know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we do have to take a break. Think about that at this break, you know.
When we come back, I'd like to discuss, you know, the thing is that, you know, how do we do that? But also the fact that what has taken us to this level where the things being said. And to me, when you call somebody a Nazi, or you compare people to Hitler, or you call them, you have friends call you a traitor, not to your face, not to you, but because you voted for Trump, you are treasonous, you are a traitor. How can you, you know, what gets you to that level that where you can just say things like that and just, you know, I mean, okay, maybe you believe them, but do you really believe that every one of your friends that voted for Trump is a fascist or a traitor? I mean, do you really believe that? And if you don't, why would you share something like that or say something like that? 8:16 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Now, here is a business that is all-encompassing, accepting of everybody. That's right. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof, broken into two separate divisions, of course. With everything that's going on in the world, the stock market's booming, and then it goes down. And then it booms again, and it goes down. Insurance. Does anybody know what's going on with insurance? Well, yeah, Judy Maxwell does, and she can get you insurance, whether it's health insurance, business insurance, life insurance, property insurance. That's Judy Maxwell and Insurance and Financial. For a second opinion on your retirement plans, your 401ks, you can get a free review and evaluation of your plans at Maxwell Insurance and Financial just by giving them a call at 530-221-0441. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. 8:17 in the morning, we'll be right back with Susan Wilson and Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect.
Pointed across, then pull that trigger and reckon no cost. If it were there, there'd be sirens and flames. But we're praying for truth while we whisper his name. We ain't letting go of your hand.
Hey, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, and it's time for our annual fall sale. That's right, it's our 6th anniversary, and we want to celebrate by saving you big bucks September 19th through the 28th on products like Dimension Pre-Emergent to stop the weeds before they start. Pick up a 50-pound bag for only $39.99. Or low mulch mix to prepare for the new lawn is only $36 a yard. Popular fir walk-on bark marked down to only $33 a yard. Even road base for the potholes will start at only $36 a yard. Need landscape weed fabric with so many sizes available? you'll be able to buy it with our deepest discounts yet. Just need to maintain the yard? Pick up a bag of our Gold Rush Winterizer Fertilizer for only $29.99 for a 50-pound bag. Come check out our store full of tools, pond products, garden hoses, hardware, and so much more to stock up on while it's all on sale at Lauk's Landscape Supply. Check us out on the web at laukslandscape.com. Call us at 530-378-2220. Or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Turner Creek, and Airport Road. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanCompLaw.com.
Back to school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered too. Happy hour, 7 days a week from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Here we stand with candles and a folded flag, begging God for mercy on the road we drive.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. It's Monday,
morning.
The 15th of September, 8:21 in the morning. Sports and show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. And it's for non-threatening emergencies. Use Get Care Now to reserve an ER treatment time. Wait from the comfort and safety of your own home instead of waiting down on a hard chair in the emergency room. Go online to Get Care Now. Set up a time for you to go in there. This is for non-life-threatening emergencies, of course, my friends. You can't breathe and you've got real chest pains and all that. And then they're going to come back when you set up your time. They're going to ask you those questions, and they may tell you, no, come in right now. This is for non-threatening emergencies. Just go to ShastaRegional.com and click on Get Care Now tab. We're here with Susan Wilson, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. It still surprises me when you say, oh, why would you go on their show? We have had people of all persuasions on our show, and I like to think is that everybody is treated with kindness and courtesy.
And I really mean that as a compliment, because you invited us to come on your show the first time. It was after George Floyd died.
Welcome
And you said, please come and talk to us. Yeah. You know, please come to talk to us. And then I talked again, and then I talked again. I figured out I'd been on your show like 55 times.
Yay.
Without paying.
because you...
You represent...
What it is to just...
Be a person.
And be chill.
Mm-hmm.
And you bring about how to be able to be... You know, you've never been attacked on the...
Never. And I hope I've never attacked either.
No, because we want to hear... This is where we're hoping to share and hoping to inspire people that you can agree to disagree. That doesn't mean I have to cut your head off or your feet off, your hands off, or poison your food.
And you can learn from that disagreement as well.
Help me grow.
There are many things that I have learned sitting here talking to Carl, and I think there's probably things he's learned sitting here talking to me, you know. And,
And
no, it's the thing is we have to be open to
everyone.
Well, all thoughts. Now, you can totally disagree with it, but you don't have to humiliate the person. You don't have to go into the attack. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things I called in the other day, and one of the things that we've gotten us into is that we've made people into objects, mm-hmm. not humans. Mm-hmm. And in combat, that is a problem. I mean, your job is to go there and to on your mission and to complete your mission, and that can be combat. And combat and means you're killing. You're actively trying to harm somebody. That's the mission. What happens though, if you start stop thinking of your opponent as a person.
A human being.
And things then, and we saw in the My Lai massacre back in the 60s, and there's been other incidents where it's not just pulling the trigger, it's being able to stop pulling the trigger. When you think of another person as an object, then you can say or do anything you want. And that's what we've gotten into. And I'm not saying people are getting shot mm-hmm. all the time here, because they're not. But when you don't think of that person that you disagree with as just another human being, then you have a tendency you can say anything. You can say anything because they're Republicans, or they voted, they're MAGA, or they're Democrats and they're socialists. I mean, mm-hmm. you can say those things, and then they stop being another person, and then you can just do anything you want. You can say anything mm-hmm. you want. Oh, you know, that one person that posted a meme of Kirk, you know, being shot when blood spurting out of his neck and saying, you know, oh, you think that's bad? I don't. You know, that kind of thing. And there are teachers. I mean, there are a teacher that puts that out. Mm-hmm. If you have a teacher that puts that out, then parents need to think, have we reached that point where a person who has a deep impact on my children, this is what they believe? Mm-hmm. And should they be teaching my children? Mm-hmm. I would have serious thoughts about that. Mm-hmm. At that point. And I can understand why parents get upset about this. If this is what they think, then how can they disguise this, or how can, you know, this, if this is who they are, do I want them teaching my children? Mm-hmm. And this becomes big. Now, sometimes people may put something in there and they think it's funny, but it's not funny in a time like this. It's horrible. Okay. So, you know, and then you get into, can you fire somebody over something they write? What about their rights under the First Amendment?
Right. Free speech.
But then the employer has, what about my rights? Mm-hmm. I don't have to have a person working for me. Hey, say anything you want, but you're not going to work for me.
Mm-hmm. You know, and so that leads us to another topic, and that is, how do you resolve that a different way than firing?
Right.
I mean, firing is like shooting somebody in some ways. I mean, you know.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Not at all. I totally disagree with you.
Well, let me finish.
Your life ends.
Let me finish that. In that you're putting an abrupt end to a problem. And one of the things that we have to start doing is learning to work our way through these problems. Now, the young man who shot Charlie Kirk, that was his abrupt ending to this, you know, his solution. And other people have other abrupt endings, like firing somebody. I mean, there are a million abrupt endings. Divorce would, I mean, and they're all hurtful, and they're all ones that we need to learn to manage those kinds of things in our world. You know, one thing that I don't like about Trump is that he sends out these texts, you know, that are angry, and he's setting an example sometimes, I think, especially for our young people, that is not good. However, there are other times when he does things and he does them perfectly right, and mm-hmm. and
and
well, I think that's with every president. I mean, there's some things that, you know, Biden
it's
did
with
right.
everybody.
Yeah, or with everybody. I mean, I'm sure there's things something that Biden did right.
Oh,
and,
sure.
And if I thought about it, I'd come up with it, but I can't.
I
right
could
now.
Help you, but that's
yeah,
all right.
Yeah, okay. And then what's the definition of right?
Yeah.
Oh, I think he did this right. And I'm looking at you thinking, are you kidding?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Trump at this time has the opportunity to reach out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's doing it or not, but he has the opportunity. But you know what? This is so much bigger than Trump.
Oh, it's bigger than Trump.
It's bigger than Pelosi. Yeah. It's bigger than AOC. It's bigger than all Crockett and all these. It's bigger than that. It's us. It's the people.
Mm-hmm.
That have to make that decision and say, you know what? It's time to take a deep breath.
Yeah, or more.
And,
10
know,
in a row would be good.
I mean, we've had people say things about, you can't imagine things that people say about us online, how horrible we are, and don't even know us. Yeah. But that's part of doing business.
You know,
we've got a radio station. We give our commentary. We have local shows on, and they talk. But the point is that if I hear hate coming from a show, that show's off.
Mm-hmm.
That show's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what the ramifications is, we get sued for it. Okay, fine. Let's go to court. And the court found for us. Okay,
mm-hmm.
That's because we were in the right. But when you just stop thinking of the other person as a human,
mm-hmm.
there's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what goes on out there.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got no concept. When you say you fire somebody, it's like being shot. Well, no, it's not. I understand. I tried to explain where I was coming from there. It changes their lives dramatically, or it can.
Yeah.
But they're still breathing and walking.
Mm-hmm.
Shooting somebody, that's it. Anything they've had, anything they are, anything they will be, mm-hmm. is gone. It's gone.
Well, I have to say, I totally agree with you, and that's one reason I have a lot of concerns about war. You know? I mean, we're shooting people we don't know. We don't know.
And instead of hating the warrior, which we did during Vietnam, and mm-hmm. we've learned since then, you don't like what's going on, you change the leadership.
That's
the
right.
ones fighting the war are not the ones that started it.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I am going to, as soon as I can, get an appointment by calling 530-244-9478 and get my hair cut, because Linda says, you're getting shaggy. And when she calls me shaggy, it is time to get a haircut at the best barbershop, in my opinion, in the North State, in that Cypress Square Barbershop. Never had a bad haircut there since the day I first walked through their doors back in 2007. That's right. They've been around since 1960. That's right, that long. Been in the same spot since 67. That's a long time. And still giving great haircuts. They've gone through a variety of barbers,
That's a good thing.
They've gone through generations of barbers there. But they're all good, great guys. And it's not a hair salon, which is kind of what I like. I go in there to a barber shop. It's man's last stronghold. Come on. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. We'll be right back.
Refresh your garden at Turtle Bay Garden Nursery's Fall Plant Sale on Saturday, October 4th. Save 20 to 30% on native and drought-tolerant plants, all propagated on-site and ready to thrive in our climate. Turtle Bay members get early access on Saturday, October 4th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. with the sale open to the public from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive at the west entrance of the gardens. Turtle Bay's Fall Plant Sale, Saturday, October 4th. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Steeple is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Not only are we here in the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios, we are streaming live all over the world. We listened to the shows last week several times on our way up there.
And thank you, Blake Fisher.
Thanks a lot, Blake, for doing a great job. Red and Roots is coming September 26th, 27th, 28th. And remember that we've also got the second annual Redding Oktoberfest coming. The Wind River Resort and Casino is hosting the annual fundraiser for the Trade School. And get your game on at the Trade School's annual fundraiser, September 27th. So that's going on. And yeah, that's enough for today. Hey, we're with Susan Wilson from Shasta County's Citizens Advocating Respect. We're talking about what happened to Charlie Kirk. And the fact that where we've gotten in our country, where people are writing things and saying things to people, other people, but obviously in their wheelhouse of their brain, they don't consider them people.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we do, Susan? You've been preaching this ever since you've come on. We've agreed, mm-hmm. and there's been times we've agreed to disagree.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes when people that you know and that you hang around with or you see them on a regular basis say things
mm-hmm.
that just make me cringe because of the way I feel. And I think to myself, well, if they think that, why do I hang around with them?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, knowing that they hold something very dear to them, which is totally –
not dear to you.
Not at all. Yeah. And I mean, not at all. Mm-hmm. And so do you just, I mean, I found myself unfriending people on, not that I, I've got, by the way, I have like 3,100 friends that on
that's
Facebook.
Enough.
Well,
enough.
I have less now because I see things people write.
Yes.
And I think, you know what, I really don't need to see that.
Or now with AI, things people make and show.
Yeah.
Mm.
I mean,
you know,
and
that's a
real,
whole nother piece.
Yeah, and that's the other thing too. And then we get people hacked. We have a guy that works with us.
Yep.
Got hacked and sending out emails about, hey, uh-huh, I need you to do this for me, blah blah blah, and it's totally a hack job.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't trust that either. So we're getting to the point where, if I see something you write,
mm-hmm,
first of all, did you write it or
exactly? That, I mean, that's a whole new problem to the problem, you know, because the problem is bad enough when we say, when we're arguing over something, but it becomes more difficult when you have picked up something that is not even so, absorbed it, and now you're using it in your world. So, you know, I think that it's very difficult time that we're in, and I think AI makes it more difficult. Just quickly, I was on AI the other day because I had to present something and I really didn't have the information. So I went there and I read the article that they put up. And it was totally wrong. It was wrong. It had wrong facts in it, you know. And so I had to work harder to get my talking online, you know, just because it was not correct. So we have to keep in mind that AI is sort of like people's brains. You know, sometimes it agrees with you and it's right, and sometimes it doesn't. And the way our brains are built, It's hard for us sometimes to respond the way maybe even we would like to respond, but our brain tells us to respond differently.
Right.
It tells us to do the fight thing. You know, we talk about fight, flight, and freeze. It says do the fight thing, you know, so that you can win. I mean, it's a human characteristic, and it's one that we need to learn to control. In fact, I wrote an article for North State Parent, for parents, about working with their children and teaching them these kinds of things when they're a little bit younger. And, you know, not to bully somebody on the playground, but to X, Y, and Z.
Right, right, right.
You know, so.
We have a person that calls in, and he knows who he is, and he's probably listening right now, that uses the term evil.
Evil.
He says they're evil. I said, I'm not sure they're evil. I said, evil is, I hold the term evil for a special, special group of historical figures and some others. And, you know, I talk about people that have different opinions. It mm-hmm. doesn't make them evil.
Mm-hmm.
But when somebody, you know, Hitler was evil, Stalin was evil, you can point out, you know, people that murdered the three workers that were, you know, back in Mississippi, evil, mm-hmm. the group there, because mm-hmm. there was nothing in their makeup that showed that they thought anything was wrong with just murdering people.
Mm-hmm.
That's evil. This guy that just killed Charlie Kirk, is he evil? And I've got to really, I mean, and I'm taking a look at this. I mean, the fact is that he did something that he planned it. He engraved the cartridges. He did his roommate.
Which was stunning to me, by the way.
We're not even going to get into the sexual makeup of his roommate, because there's been nothing in court, and you're reading all these things that the 24-hour news cycle is just pulling out of who knows thin air, and then once one of them gets it, the rest of them report on it. Is he, you know, I cannot wait until they get into this on why. What was the reason he felt? But when you hear things, and we're going to take a break now because I want to discuss this. When you paste somebody as someone who is destroying the, and you hear it from so many sources. Trump is Hitler. Trump is a fascist. MAGA is fascist and they're stormtroopers. You know, and you're hearing all of this on nationwide TV from elected political leaders. Somewhere in there, there's somebody that's a little weak in the head that says,
it's okay.
Would you have taken Hitler out at age 31 when he was, you know, knowing that everything he was going to do? I mean, you see that question all the time. Right. Have we got, you know, have we vilified people to the point that, oh, I'm going to save the world by doing this because you don't agree with what they say?
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back.
Mass confusion. I can't take no more of this. No.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It's that time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit StillwaterPowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hey, welcome back. Whoa, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here. It's Monday, the 15th of September, 8:48 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott. We're here with Susan Wilson from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. And Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Been a while since I called I don't want to go into what I was feeling when I saw that happen, being a combat veteran and now being a therapist. But a couple of things that I've been noticing in the 10 years I've been doing therapy is, the bottom line is, cell phones are the devil, first. Secondly, when you're talking about children and we're talking about developmental phases for people, you're basically dealing with someone in this case and in a lot of these cases whereby they haven't fully developed their brain. Male doesn't complete that development process until about 27 years old. So, and this kind of goes with my second point. The second point is, you know, the comments that have been made by people who should know better and who are leading our children, these are teachers, these are therapists, these are lawyers, doctors, those kinds of people who have been expressing, oh, well, this is, you know, there's a reason that this happened. And it's like, no, there's not a reason this happened. This was not a good reason. So when you are a person in that position and you are kind of reducing this to, well, that seemed like a fair exchange. This guy is preaching this kind of belief, and so it's, the world's a better place without him. It's like, you are part of the problem. If that is the way you think, and if you have exposure to our children and start preaching those things from that position of authority, that's wrong. And you could say everything you want about Donald Trump, but a lot of his things and a lot of his rhetoric were taken out of context with regards to people saying, oh, he's preaching violence. And it's like, read his full statement. You go back and read his full statements. Anytime there's something controversial about that man, if you read those things, he is always advocating for peace. So as much as people don't like him, and that's not my major point. My point is, if you're in a position of power, and if you're a helper, if you're a therapist, you can't be an advocate. You need to be a therapist. Right?
Right.
If you're a therapist, you can't be an activist. You need to be a therapist. Okay? That's what's going wrong with our society right now, is that people are kind of not policing themselves. And I think the governor of Colorado or Utah said it perfectly. We all have agency. So, you know, the rhetoric isn't what killed Charlie Kirk. That child killed Charlie Kirk. And you call him a man. But again, 22 years old, that brain's still developing. So that's all I wanted to share today.
Well, Bob, this is a really good phone call. And the fact is, yes, it's not till age 27 or maybe even older in my case, much older in my case. But the thing is, he also knew the difference between right and wrong. And it was a conscious act to take the life of another person. This isn't war. This isn't, you know, this isn't a combat. Unless he had gotten to the point that he believed it was a war and that this was a military action.
I had never looked at it that way, actually.
And this is the thing. This is something we need to look at. Because if you've declared war, if we have declared war in our own society, then this wasn't a terrorist act, believe it or not. This was an act of war. This was a sniper taking out one target. It wasn't a bomb. It wasn't somebody driving into a crowd of people. That's terrorism. This was a military action. And if we have gotten to that point, I would hate to think that we've gotten to that point. Bob, your thoughts? You see a lot of people that have been in combat.
We look at history, and we look at these moments, and we look at things like this that happen. And certainly history would say that, you know what, this might be one of those situations where it's a tipping point. I've always been of the belief that, hey, and we've had some pretty terrible things go down in the last few years. It's like, you know, hold your powder. I remember everybody was talking about January 6th, and I said, you know what, the best thing for those people to do is just to stay calm and not approach, because what's going to happen is, their argument was, we believe that the election is being stolen. It's like, well, great. Don't commit an act of violence and change and have the focus of your narrative be changed, because that's what happened. Now, you know, aside from that, right, when you commit violence because you do not like what's going on, it has a ripple effect. We all know it. And so that's the thing that we're afraid of right now is, like, on either side, it's like, who's going to kind of, you know, take this to the next
level?
Yeah,
tit for tat. You know what, you're going to take out ours, we're going to take out yours, and this cannot happen.
Yeah.
And I think that people had no idea how huge this response was going to be when Kirk was assassinated. I mean, all over the world, millions of people. This touched millions of people, and maybe, just maybe, it's the beginning of something where people will take a look at this and say, you know, we've got to just dial this back. You know, this is leading to murder.
Yeah, and I'll say one more thing, and I know you guys have got to go, but, you know, really, if you don't agree with anything Charlie Kirk says, realize that this guy went to college campuses, sat down with people, and said, it's okay if you disagree with me. I want to hear what you think. Mm-hmm. That is how we engage in dialogue. Okay? We're not always going to win the argument. You're not always going to convince everybody that what you believe in is right. But at the end of the day, if you throw that aside, or if you assassinate someone who comes at you from that position whereby I'm opening myself up to you and your opinion, and I'm opening my mind up to be convinced that you have a different point of view, prove me wrong is what he would always say. How dare anyone think that that's a thought process that deserves to be killed? That's just, it's shameful. Shame on anybody, even a colleague of mine or whoever, that thinks this way. Shame on you.
Okay. Bob, thanks so much
for the
phone call. Thanks so much.
Now, I don't know if we know Bob. But I feel that's really important.
I need to have Bob on the show.
Well, that he was compelled, and because it's right, what he started off by saying is that you're in the presence of shaping children. They're looking for mentors, they're looking for leaders, and when
and
leaders,
college kids fall into children.
Yes.
Believe me. I mean, that's a big brain development time.
And what he said is that, and this is true. This is what Kirk would do. He would go to campuses, and it would prove me wrong. And I have seen enough of the reels in that he would sit there while people were sometimes angry at him, sometimes calling him names, but other kids were coming in there. They had these questions. You know, what about this? What about that? And he would answer those questions to the best of his ability. His answers based in religion and many times. And there was never any anger there that I saw from Kirk's part. He started this when he was 18 years old, and I will say that this has really affected my grandkids. I had no idea that they even knew who Charlie Kirk was, but my grandson, who is going through into the trades, said, I went into it because of things that Charlie Kirk said, you know, about you can have a great living, you're helping people. And you know, by being in the trades, and my granddaughter, who's going getting her master's in the total opposite direction, mm-hmm. academia, in forensic psychology. Both of them touched by this young man.
And they went different directions, you know, both within themselves, because we all come with our own genetic and social selves.
Yeah.
And it's remarkable that he could manage to talk to two kids and get them going two totally different ways because that was what was right for them. What we need. That's what we need to get to.
Don't stop engaging.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Neither one of them, I don't believe, ever went to one of his.
Right. But they heard. Things. They heard podcasts.
They heard it and they listened to his podcast. Yeah. I assume that's what happened.
I presume.
And when we see him at Thanksgiving, I'm going to sit down and talk to him about this. Enough time will have passed. Mm-hmm. That we can talk about it, but I think that he reached millions of young people, and told them it's okay to think differently than what your professor is saying or your friends are saying. It's okay. And when you start these turning points on campuses, it gives them another group of people that think like them. Mm-hmm. Because so many times when you're young, you go along with the herd. You're just in there mooing with the rest of them, mm-hmm. you know, and because that's where they're going. Mm-hmm. They need an out. They need another point that they can visit and look at. They can go over to the young, you know, the young socialist and go over that on socialist on campus. Go to that too and listen to that. But there's got to be a dialogue from both sides that are allowed on the campuses.
Yeah, one way I look at Charlie Kirk now that I know who he is and know a little more about him is he was one of those people that could listen to anyone and wasn't angry.
Right.
Wasn't bossy, didn't tell them what to do.
Right.
Suggested options.
Right,
you know,
suggested options.
And that's what where all of us need to go. Yeah.
Okay. Susan, thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right,
well,
this great.
I'm glad that this was what we had scheduled
right.
for today.
Uh-huh.
Gave us a chance to talk about something like this. Bob, thanks for your phone call, partner. Hey, tomorrow is going to be a very busy day. Have a great day, and God bless America.
Put your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional.